from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matt Joe is celebrating a birthday today. 54 years old, my age. And if he's feeling a little sluggish, check out Atlantic Men's Clinic, Matt Joe.
I'll say, you know, guys get noticed. I see him around Miami all the time.
Pat Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Crowder had him on the pivot, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, he did. Saw a documentary on him. Very interesting past. Let me give you a couple of things here. I'll give you a training camp report. This is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. Are you ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerintheyear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. I told you at the beginning of the show today, a couple of tweets from camp. David Fiorones in the Sun Sentinel tweeted out, Mike McDaniel says he does not expect to see Odell Beckham Jr. return to practice this week, but that he anticipates continued progression. Omar Kelly let us know via Twitter that Chris Brooks is in the concussion protocol. And Cam Wolf from NFL Network, listening to Mike McDaniel, says Dolphins wide receiver River Craycraft suffered upper body injury and will miss regular season time per head coach Mike McDaniel. Not season ending, but another hit to the wide receiver depth. So little note from training camp. Let me give you the stock market report. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones starts the week up 236 points. S&P 500 up 54 points. And the NASDAQ up 245 points. So that's a good start to the week.
Let's go.
Let's go. I was just watching during the commercial break on Twitter, Michael Rubin, the CEO of Fanatics, he tweeted out some video and it said, thank you, everyone who, you know, participated and made Fanatics Fan Fest such a success. I didn't realize some of the people who were there. That Jake Paul, Mike Tyson clip that I saw where Tyson pushed him a little bit, that was at FanFest?
Yeah, that was Sunday.
I didn't realize that that was, I guess they have a partnership with Netflix. That fight's on Netflix, right?
I know it's on Netflix, yeah. But yeah, there's a lot of names on the step and repeats.
I thought I knew who was there, but then I'm watching this recap that Ruben tweeted out. Like, I didn't realize Kevin Durant was there. I didn't realize Peyton Manning was there. I didn't realize Eli Manning was there.
Yeah.
Did I see LeBron there or no?
Who? I didn't see LeBron. I saw KD. KD walked into the little VIP club thing when I was there. But yeah, ooh, bunch of rappers. Like I said, Lil Baby, Quavo, where a lot of stuff. Allen Iverson. It was, you know, what was crazy though, because they was all the sports too. So there were like some hockey guys sitting down that I'd never heard of either, and their lines were real short.
I saw a line for one of the New York Rangers. I forget who Rempe. The line looked like it was around the block.
Yeah. Rempe was there. Thurman Thomas was there. His line was a little light.
Wow.
Yeah, his line was a little light. I saw him.
But like, who knows Thurman Thomas nowadays?
I know, but it was like, I think it was Allen Iverson to his right. Maybe Jalen Rose to his left, and then Thurman Thomas in the middle. And I was kind of like, oh, they should have strategically
right. Give him a better placement.
Yeah.
But were they charged? So like you bought your entry to get in, and then do you have to then pay Jalen Rose for his picture and autograph?
It was, I don't know exactly all it was, but I know there were levels. So they were like, it was I think just to get in the door, $50. You could walk around, do all the activations, do all right. that. But then, like, the lines, you had to have a different color badge. And if that you had that badge, you can get in the line, like, the VIP's fast pass.
I gotcha.
But if you were just there with the $50, you had to wait in the snake line and all. And then I heard the highest ticket was, like, 10 grand. But that got you, like, backstage to have a one-on-one with guys and stuff like that.
I've been told, because I have friends at Fanatics, that there are, like, you know, in casinos, there's whales, that, you know, they get special treatment. They come to Vegas or whatever, that the collectibles business does have whales, and mm-hmm. Fanatics sometimes will do stuff. You would never know it because it's not open to the public, but it's literally like a phone call to so-and-so. Hey, we've got whatever LeBron here for 1 hour. 10 people can come and bring stuff, you know, to be signed. I don't think it's LeBron, cause I don't think they have a deal with LeBron, but you know what? Someone on that level. And they open it up to like 10 people that they call and invite. The person still has to pay,
yeah.
But they're like the big players in the collectibles industry.
That card, it's called like an unboxing or something. It's where you get the newest boxes of cards and you try to open them. There were guys in there because it was kids versus like the visual of it was, you know, ex-athletes or current athletes with kids sitting across from y'all are playing a game of who has the most expensive card in your pack. But some of the fathers and mothers in there, some of the parents, I talked to one guy. I said, hey, man, oh, Crowder, man, oh, big Dolphin, you know, big football fan. Remember when you played? Yeah, what do you do? Oh, I own a couple card collectible stores. Oh, where at? Across the country, me and my group own about 1,300. Like, it was those guys.
Yeah.
You know, so they get their kids in to open the cards. They already know what the cards are going to be worth. They know they want to get into the packs, but they let the visual side of it be the kids opening it up, and then they go back and put them in their card stores. But no, it was some high rollers in there now. It was guys you don't even know, but you see how people are treating them, and you're like, I've never seen before in my life, but you have a lot of money or you're very important.
Now, I'm seeing on video someone just DM'd me again, you're 40 against Quincy Wilson. Were you running as fast as you could run there? I'm being honest.
You can go to hell.
No, I'm being honest. Were you?
I had on Jordans untied. I had on jeans.
So, okay. So it wasn't as fast. Like you, that wasn't as fast as you can go, but I'm imagining he wasn't going as fast as he could go.
I think he was sprinting full tilt. You know, I just, I wasn't.
What did you, what was your 40 time? What did it come out as?
I don't even know. I had to get off of there, eat a can of corn.
What happened? Ryan or Fred didn't want to run the 40 against him?
I tried to get Fred to run against me because I have a video of me and my kids racing. And Asia, the whole family. So Asia, Ava, Chan, and me all ran the 40 together in four lanes. And we wanted Fred to come run with us. And Fred was like, no, man, I just woke up. I might pull something. And then by the time Quincy Wilson got over there, and then now Ryan was there. Ryan had on these, like, the goth girl boots from high school. The big, thick, like, army boots. And, right. You know, he wears real weird stuff. So Fred didn't want to run. Ryan had on goth girl boots. So that's two of the three. I was the third one. Yeah. And they don't. They really care. Like they care about their ego.
Image. They don't want to go viral for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, I'm not letting anybody just beat me, knowing he's gonna win. What does it matter? Are you trying out for the Olympics next year, buddy? You're gonna be in LA. Yeah.
Who was the? Was there anyone at the fan fest that you were just in awe of seeing being in the same room as him?
I talked to Jay-Z.
You did.
Like, but not like, hey, like not. Fan fest, this is your time. Like, here goes your 2 seconds to get a picture. I was in, like, the 40-40 club, Asia, myself, and we were in the section, and he was, like, by himself. I walked up, and I was like, hey, man, you know, big fan, you doing your thing. He was like, man, yeah, you know. And I think he did the, no, man. Y'all got it. Y'all hold it down, too. He really didn't say podcast. I don't know, but he was like, no, man, you hold it down, too. And I was like, yeah, bro, this is crazy. He was like, no, Rube know how to do it. And I was like, yeah, man, but big fan, keep doing your thing, man. You know, beautiful wife, beautiful kids. He was like, yeah, man, I appreciate it. Walked off.
That's a cool moment. You didn't take a picture with him?
No, that's lame.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been able to do that without asking for a picture, even knowing that it's lame. Because you're never going to have that moment again.
Yeah. Then Quavo, we talked about Atlanta. Tiffany Haddish. Because she knew, you know, like she knows the comedians. So she saw Tracy Morgan talk to me and different people. So Tiffany Haddish. So I talked to Tiffany. And then Asia talked to Tiffany, Jay-Z. Gayle King was there. So Gayle King was on the pivot. So Gayle King saw me. Like, it's almost like Aunt Gayle. So I was like, hey, Gayle, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Da, 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 da. So, yeah, it was cool. But it would probably be Jay-Z was that the
Jay-Z was sitting alone in the 40-40 club.
There wasn't anybody right next to him, but he wasn't alone. Trust me.
Right.
There was some very huge human beings.
Just in case something went down.
Yes. If I would have grabbed him too tough, I would have been in a coma in about 8 seconds.
cool event.
Gary V was on the show. So
you had him on the pivot.
Yeah. So he remembered me. Cause I was like, you know, Gary V goes on all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of walked past him slow, looking out the corner of my eye to see if he recognized me.
Yeah.
And he looked up, was like, man, how you been? I said, oh, what's up, Gary? Everything good? So, yeah.
Money walking around that place that weekend. Boy, holy mackerel.
A lot of money.
Holy moly.
The same. What was this? I told you the story before. It was at one of Michael Rubin's Super Bowl party, where if you order champagne, they go in a cooler, pull out a full bottle of the gold Ace of Spades and pop it for you and hand you the bottle. It was the same way in the club, where if you ask for champagne, they pop a bottle and hand you the whole bottle. And that's your drink. It's pretty cool to see 200 people walk around with gold bottles in their hand. And Jay-Z says gold bottles all the time. So think about it. That's $1,000 a bottle. So yeah, 100 people.
A different world, man.
Man, listen, I'm uncomfortable.
How did you get involved in that world?
I don't know.
Different world.
I spent 20 minutes talking to the bathroom guy.
Felt comfortable.
So yeah,
should have done a Crowder powder activation.
Yeah, Felipe, man, I'm gonna give you a call when I come back to New York. Yeah, man, I'm up, man. Glad to see you. Jay-Z's walking past. I'm talking to the bathroom guy. You know, I'm a man of the people.
You're a man of the people.
Yeah.
Understood. Let's get headlines. Dan Day is here for Solana. Let's get headlines here for the 4 o'clock hour with Dan Day.
And they're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Of course, the Dolphins did defeat the Commanders 13-6 Saturday. Tua, 5 for 5, 51 yards and a touchdown. Although River Craycraft injured his upper body catching that touchdown pass and is going to miss regular season time. Nonetheless, Miami wraps up the preseason Friday, 7:30 against the Bucks in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that's a bummer about River Craycraft. It really is, because he's one of those guys that Tua seems to go to when time calls. So be interesting to see how that affects the offense. Not that it's going to affect the offense that much, but he's a reliable receiver. Yeah.
Hawk, I have one for you. Columbus High defensive back Bryce Fitzgerald has committed to the U. He was considering FSU, Florida, and LSU. Of course, the opening game for the U going to be against Florida in Gainesville, August 31st at 3:30.
Yeah, I saw that. That's another good signee. And yeah, let's not lose track that a week from this coming Saturday, it'll be Miami and Florida. You will hear the game here on 560 WQAM, and there is some meat on the line when it comes to this game. Bragging rights, obviously, because you want to be able to beat one of your rivals in state. But Florida's got some significant questions heading into the season. I saw another odds list today of them being the first team to potentially fire their head coach. And Miami's got pressure, man. Like, let's not get it twisted. Mario Cristobal kills it in the offseason, but there is some pressure for them to perform this season. I saw, I think it was Brett McMurphy came out with a list today, and he's got Miami in the college football playoffs. Like, there are guys who are high on this team.
Yeah. It's Florida to prove that they are Florida, and it's Miami to prove that the hype is real.
Right.
Because with Cam Ward, what did they say? I think y'all was 19th right now, somewhere in the teens on the top 25.
Yeah, I think it was 19.
Yeah, if you lose to Florida, you're out of the top 25, and Florida's in. So it's, like you're saying, it's a lot on the line for the school, for the athletic programs. Less on the line for Cristobal, because I'm believing he's going to be there in 2025. Like I said, I've talked to some Gator alumnus, and yeah, Billy, they don't love Billy. They're not a big fan of Billy right now.
Now, he could change that entire narrative with an opening season win over Miami.
Oh, yes. And then to compete, Florida has the top three hardest schedule in college football. You know, starting, so you know it goes up and down. But, yeah, no, Florida going to have a hell of a – they have a hell of a run if they were to do something. But, yeah, if you lose the first game to in-state rival, which, like you're saying, what's the boy's name? Patrick Fitzgerald, whatever the hell you just said. He was supposed to go to Florida. You said Florida was on the list. Mm-hmm. He's using UM over Florida. Like, yeah, you can't lose to the in-state rivals.
Hawk, if you're looking to do something that day, I've got tickets to Jane's Addiction. If everything falls through, we can go watch the game at Play at Hard Rock and then kind of hang out.
Where's Jane's playing?
Hard Rock Live that night.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No idea.
Crowder, I'd invite you, but I don't think you're as big of a Jane's Addiction fan as Hawk and I are.
I knew her.
Let's see what the line is.
She still got them problems, huh?
In that game. Yeah, Jane's still having her problems.
Man, I thought Jane tightened up.
How come the game's not listed on the Hard Rock app? It had been. Is there any question?
I haven't seen anything that would put the game in question for any reason.
Florida State, which plays this Saturday in Dublin, they're an 11.5-point favorite over Georgia Tech to kick off the season.
Yeah. Miami minus 2.5.
Where are you seeing that line?
The Hard Rock bet.
Ooh.
App?
Well, yeah, I'm on the website, so yeah.
I thought Jimmy, you maybe had a guy or something.
No.
It's not on the app. I'm staring at the app right now.
No, but I see it here, minus 2.5.
Jim, are you running numbers?
I'm about to say. Hawk, you want to put something down now? Let's go. I can take your
Jimmy,
bet.
What can you float me?
What's the big?
2.5, baby. 2.5.
I'll make you a deal.
Because that Dolphins-Jacksonville game wasn't on here. Well, let me see if it is, if I dig a little deeper.
You're on the right app.
Yeah, there it is. Miami's a 3.5-point favorite week one over Jacksonville.
I like that.
You know what? UMUF is 2.5?
Supposedly.
According to Jimmy.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I can't bet
it
UM.
It was 2.5. It's been 2.5 leading up to it. I was just curious if it had changed.
I'm saying, if UM is what y'all say, a ranked team, and UF ain't supposed to be nothing with a lame duck coach, 2.5 should be easy to cover.
It should be. Like, it really, and again, but I give great credence to rivalry game and biggest game a lot of these kids will have ever played. And your whole point last week was Cam Ward. And again, John Michaels came on and said, hey, they might even be in a better conference than the ACC. But still, Cam Ward, has he played in a game that means so much to the program? Where it kicks off the season, it ain't easy to play in Gainesville. That place is going to be mobbed.
Yeah, but if it was in UM, would that be a 6-point, 6.5?
That's what I think, right?
That's what I'm hoping. Well, I'm not hoping that they would be dogs, but I'm saying, like, that's right. What I'm looking at, that there's that they're seeing it as it's such an advantage to be in Gainesville, that this superior team is just barely going to win. It's going to be a 2-3 point game. Like,
yeah, it is 2.5. I'm seeing it here on the app now, Jimmy.
And then, so on my side too, if I just say, oh, the Gators going to come out on top, the money line is not going to be 2.5 is not a good money line.
Mm-mm.
Two words could be a determining factor: Graham Mertz.
Listen,
let's see what the money line is. Money line is +110 for Florida. So might as well take the 2.5 points.
People think I dislike Graham Mertz. I don't dislike him. But Graham Mertz has won 7 or 8 games his entire life. Graham Mertz was winning 7 or 8 games if they play 100 games. He's a 7 or 8 win quarterback. That's where we're going to win with Graham Mertz. Put the young boy in. Let DJ Lagway start a big game. See what he got. He's 6'5". He's a monster. Let him play. Let the young
boy. I don't know what the over-under is for the game, Florida.
Oh, it can't be high. 44.
53.5.
Under.
I feel like it, too, only because it's the first week of the season, too, and it takes maybe a little time to get some timing down. Like, if you watch these preseason NFL games, they all go under. I was so pissed that I bet the Saints yesterday laying the points. My initial thought was there were 2 games last night. There was the Saints game, and I think the Packers were playing at night. My initial thought was to just parlay both unders, which would have hit. Mm. And I wonder if week 1, week 0 of college football is kind of the same, where you're just kind of scratching to get some points on the board.
And like you're saying, the nerves on both sides, the communication, because it's so loud for Florida just having, the same. It's not going to get much quiet when they're on offense. And they're walking into to blimps and helicopters and all that stuff going over top. It might be too big for a kid. I take the under. I'm going to play the under on that game. 53.5. Oh, I'm playing that under. Going to be 7-13 at halftime. Watch.
We did mention this earlier. Mike Tyson says his health scare is behind him, and he is ready to fight Jake Paul. That is going to be November 15th at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Did you see any of that press conference while you were up there at the Fanatics Fan Fest?
No, we had to get out. We had a 5:30 flight, so we had to leave. That was later on in the day.
Is it still? I can't figure out if that fight still has juice. I mean, obviously it does. Like, it's going to do record streaming. But I just wonder if it had happened in the summer when nothing was going on, if it wouldn't have gotten lost.
You know how many people asked me about that fight? Like, I know anything. But my answer's been the same. We argued when they were going to fight it before they just delayed it. I only want to watch to see if Mike Tyson gets one off and catches Jake
Paul. One.
If it goes past 3 rounds, 2 rounds, they better have an ambulance ready for the 7.
I think if it goes past 1 round.
If they not sit kidding. Down one time, Mike Tyson might not be able to stand back up. But he's going to throw about 8 strong ones in the first round, and I want one to catch. I don't like Jake Paul.
Somebody texts in, I set lines for a site. It would be -5.5 if the game was in Miami.
Yeah, so you get the 3-point. Yeah. Home favorite. Yeah. It's too tight. For y'all to be that damn good, it's just too tight.
Man, I hope they just roll them up.
I want somebody to roll somebody up. Because if Florida loses by 1, I still got my hope. And
I don't want someone to do it. I want the Hurricanes to roll the Gators up.
I want somebody to lose by 30 so I can lose hope in somebody.
Yes, the Gators.
Let's get to weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. Overcast with about a 50-50 chance of rain. That chance of rain seems to be slacking a little bit throughout the evening, and it'll stay in the 80s throughout the night here in South Florida. That's your weather.
All right, very good. Still got some more stuff to get to here, including more Dolphins talk from Saturday night and looking ahead towards Friday, so do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
He nailed March.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Dolphins have made a couple moves here. Just happened during the commercial break. Savon Ahmed released.
Yeah.
He gave us, I'll tell you what, he gave us a couple good seasons, man.
Couple good games.
Couple good seasons. I mean, that was the running back tandem. It was Ahmed and...
Miles.
Miles Gaskin.
Yeah.
That literally was the running back duo. And they held their own.
Yeah. Who, Kalen Wright? Yeah, once they drafted Kalen Wright, I was looking at a lot of running backs funny. Because you know Moats is going to be there, led the NFL in rushing touchdowns. And you knew A-Chan was going to come back. A-Chan. There we go. No E. Hey, Chan's going to come back and do his thing. But, yeah, when they drafted Jalen Wright, I knew something had to happen.
There is an E. He just doesn't pronounce it.
Yeah, you don't say the E. It's a silent E. I'm not used to silent E's.
Dolphins have also placed Willie Snead on the reserve/injured list.
Best thing for Willie.
That hasn't worked out so far.
Best thing for Willie because he can get an injury settlement.
I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah. That ankle hurt. I wish I did the ankle hurt thing before they cut me. Injury settlement. Injury settlement, baby.
Little did you know. Somebody texts in. I just tuned in. Did Solana seriously not make it to work today? No, he didn't. That's what he does. He goes on vacation. I mean, literally a 2-night cruise. Couldn't make it in today.
He was in that no window stateroom.
He was in the inside stateroom. He recirculated his own bad air for 2 nights. He couldn't make it in today.
Monkeypox cesspool.
Sir, you're on the monkeypox level. I'm sorry. I thought I was on the Lido deck.
No.
You're going to be on the monkeypox deck.
He slept next to the engine.
I thought this is the windjammer.
He was by the rudder.
Today, by the way, is National Potato Day and National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. First off, what is the best form of potato?
Oh, crazy. I just ate a good old-fashioned Lay's classic.
So a potato chip?
Yeah, man.
Better than a French fry, a hash brown, a loaded baked potato, tater tots.
French fry will give it a run. The hash brown tater tot, that mashed, you know, whatever. I don't like that, but French fries.
Mashed potatoes. I didn't even bring up mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, Lyonnaise potato.
I ain't Lyonnaise and nobody. I think French fry chip are 1A, 1B.
Dan, what's the best form of potato?
I mean,
Twice baked potato is really good, but you got to go
twice
with
twice baked is so good, but that's kind of a treat. You never really get
you can't,
that,
you know can't live on that. It, just for everyday, for classicness, for like, if you're asking me just the best of the best, I got to be somewhat boring and go French fry, man. There's no other way.
Over potato chips, because that's what I would struggle with as well. Potato chips, man, I love potato chips, but French fries, I don't care if they're good or bad. Like, I cannot stop eating French fries.
And I would say because it's the purest form, because you say loaded potato or double baked, Dan, you give me a stalk of celery with cheese, bacon, butter, and sour cream on it. It's delicious. You know, just like you say, you just get a good out the grease French fry or you pop that Lay's potato chip bag like I just did. Bro, you don't need nothing.
But you just had the classic Lay's? They're a little too salty and greasy for me.
Really? Yeah. My kids love the Ruffles. They like the sour cream and cheddar, like all that stuff.
Sour cream and cheddar Ruffles.
It might be my age. That good old fashioned yellow bag gets me every time.
It speaks to you. I know that signifies potato chip.
That's it. And don't give me none of that French onion dip. Oh boy, listen.
What about salt and vinegar? You sound like you like it plain.
I love a salt and vinegar too.
Salt and vinegar.
I'm not a ruffle. The Ruffles are a little too thick for me. They cut the top of the
mouth. Greasy too. They're a little greasy too.
Yeah.
Jimmy, what's the best type of potato, Jimmy?
French fries, man.
French fries.
Yeah.
What's the best type of French fry? A whole nother day.
That's
a whole nother dollar.
You got steak. Crinkles.
Nah, not steak fries.
Crinkles are big.
Crinkle are good.
I caught you because you like Belgian fries.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I really don't. I just want to go to Belgium and eat fries.
That's only a steak fry.
I just want to go to Belgium. So that's part of the excitement.
The best fries is McDonald's. Though.
McDonald's fries, Jimmy?
Yes, McDonald's fries.
Yeah.
And I think me and Jimmy are on the same page here, though. Jimmy, Checkers. What?
I don't like seasoned fries.
Those are delicious.
The only seasoning that fries need beyond salt is cheese.
No.
Cheese fries. Yeah, cheese fries. That's where it's at.
You do bring up a good point. If I order fries and then seasoned fries come out, I'll be like, oh, I'm not ready for this. I have to be in the mood for it because you can't
switch. Right, like Chickies and Pete's. Now they got crab fries, and it's just fries with Old Bay on them. That's delicious. I'm in the mood. I know what I'm getting. But like if I just order fries and they come out as seasoned fries, that's not fries to me. That's seasoned fries. That should be, you know, notated on the menu.
Yeah. That overwhelms y'all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't deal with the flavor, huh?
No, it's just my mouth wasn't ready for that.
It's not the flavor that I'm prepared for. Like I know what a French fry and ketchup tastes like. So if I'm not ordering seasoned fries, don't give me seasoned fries.
Man,
you know, it's like you order a baked potato at the restaurant. They go, would you like cheese and sour cream butter on that? They don't just put it on there because maybe you don't want that.
But a Checkers, a Rally's, what? Arby's? Oh, y'all look. The Arby's curly seasoned fries?
No, but we know what we're getting. You have to know. You have your mouth ready.
Right. But when I'm telling you, they just bring them out and it's just seasoned fries. It's like, what's wrong with your fries that you needed to do this? By the way. I was at Funky Buddha on Friday night. I had dinner, my wife and I, with Appel and his wife and Ryan from Funky Buddha. So we go there Friday night. And already he's tickled that I'm coming there because he's gonna make the bison wings for me. He was thrilled that I was going to try their new batch of bison wings. In fact, he introduced me to the new GM. They have a new general manager, and he's like, "Oh, I think the guy's name was Doug, but I may be making that up. Is it Doug, Dan? You're there all the time. Do you know?"
I do not know the new general manager. No.
He introduced me to the new general manager, and the guy goes, "Can I get you an order of bison wings?" I go, "You shared that, huh?" He's like, "With everyone I know." But they come out with the food. They have good French fries there. But they come out with the food at Funky Buddha, and I put it on Instagram because people, again, think that it's just the drinks, and they don't realize how good the menu is. And we had a fish dip there, and you know I like fish dip. We had a fish dip that was so good. They had it was like a world ricotta. So it was like all swirl, like a soft ricotta. And then they had little, you know, pieces of bread with it. That was so good. Lori got a mushroom burger, which she loved, but the yuca tots. And I don't know if that falls into potato because yuca is a type of potato, right?
It's that type of root. Yeah. It's a root.
Is a potato a root?
Yeah.
It's not a potato, though.
It's a starch.
Similar. It's in the family.
I don't.
They cousins.
They're cousins. They're cousins. I just wonder if I could put the Funky Buddha yuca tots on the potatoes list.
I'll allow it because it's Funky Buddha, but those are good as hell. Yeah.
They're
with the
so
little
cheek, good.
With the little inside stuff. Come on now.
So good. And I don't normally like yuca. So anyway, I'm there. They have, and I'm not, you know, I with beer, like I got to have like an easy to drink beer. I can't do the IPAs like you do. They had blueberry cobbler wheat ale. And I'm not lying. Have you had it, Dan?
Yeah, of course.
I'm not lying to you. It was so good. You know what else I had there, though? Aperol Spritz.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
All that foolishness.
Ryan's like, what do you want to drink? And I said, you guys make an Aperol Spritz? He's like, of course we make an Aperol Spritz.
Huck, you're at the best beer brewery in the world. And you're drinking Aperol?
Because it's the hot new drink.
Dude.
So I got the Aperol Spritz.
South Beach yesterday, I was walking down Ocean Drive. It seemed like every third person was drinking Aperol Spritz.
I'm telling you.
It was ridiculous.
The hot new drink. So I get a text from Gino Toretta. And he says, I'm going to give you a little hack here. Try a Hugo Spritz. He said the tour guide, he was in Italy. He goes, the tour guide in Italy turned us on to it. They're the best. And I said, well, what is this Hugo? Is Hugo a drink? And then he sent me the ingredients, which I don't even understand what it is. But have either of you heard of a Hugo Spritz?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm a 250-pound man. I'm not drinking a Spritz.
Well, that's what I texted Gino back, and I'm like, no, the Aperol Spritz. Everybody's talking about it. And he's like, yeah, my daughters are. And I'm like, well, listen, but I enjoyed it very much. But anyway, I had the one Aperol Spritz, but then I tried blueberry cobbler ale. And it's one of the best drinks. It's only seasonal with Funky Buddha, but it's one of the best drinks that I've ever had there. Because they come out, you know, and they've got the special drinks every now and then. This blueberry cobbler. What are you going to be there tonight, Dan? You do trivia there tonight?
Absolutely. I was going to say, you've inspired me for tonight. I got to get my menu together.
They had such good stuff because I'm sitting with Brian. He's like, what do you want me to get you guys? I'm looking at the menu and I'm like, how about this fish dip? And he's like, I don't think we have fish dip. And I'm like, well, it's right here on the menu. And he doesn't know half the time. And he's like, oh, I guess they put it back on the menu. And I got the fish dip and it was really good. Like they had some good new menu items. Fish dip was excellent, man.
I got to check. You know, I'm a fish dip dude.
I know.
Yeah, I got to check it out. I love a fish dip.
Anyway, what the hell was I talking about?
Who knows?
Blueberry cobbler ale wheat.
That was good. But the Aperol Spritz, wherever you are. You want to be classy. You get yourself an Aperol Spritz. All right. Anyway, I think my greater point was Savan Ahmed is no longer with the Dolphins.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I can't tell if I'm a kingpin or a pauper.
Hawk and Crowder.
Started asking you last week, and I'll remind you again, we had this weird thing. Solana told us that the podcast numbers, he gets to see the numbers, they had decreased dramatically over like the course of a year. And we were doing some different things internally, but Solana was making a point to remind me to ask anyone, if you have not yet subscribed to our podcast, please do so. Either on the Odyssey app or Apple Podcasts, wherever you may get it. But subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, just search Hockman and Crowder. Or if you go to the Odyssey app, you can make 560 WQAM your favorite station. And then within the app there, you can subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast or favorite it. And then if you subscribe to our podcast, one thing that would really help is if you put in the automatic downloads so that the pods get downloaded to your device. But we just need to regain these numbers that we lost, and we kind of know why we lost them. And this is an internal Odyssey thing, so I don't want to get into the the nuts and bolts. But I have a feeling there are people who thought they were subscribed and no longer are, or had subscribed and no longer are. So just wherever you get your podcast, if you have not downloaded the Hockman and Crowder pod or subscribed to the Hockman and Crowder pod, we would appreciate it.
Yes. That's big time now.
Doing a little podcast telethon. But we were doing like 3 million downloads over the course of a year. And that got almost halved. And it's like, okay, well, what happened? And Solana's done the math and he's figured out, he's done the entire, you know, research and figured out. But the bottom line, I don't know how to, without getting into the weeds, bottom line, if you listen to our show, or maybe you time shift us using the Odyssey, what is it?
Rewind.
No, but the rewind yeah, feature sometimes, because you have 24 hours to listen to it. Like, so then in that situation, you don't have to subscribe to the podcast because you're time shifting it. But even if you're doing that, if you could take a moment to subscribe to Hockman and Crowder podcast, again, wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts or the Odyssey app, Spotify, wherever you do it, we would appreciate it. Jimmy, yes. tell all your friends and family. I mean, it's enough already. Does Herman, you think he subscribes to the pod?
Oh, absolutely.
You sure?
Well, he listens to it so he can hear me.
Yeah. What about his burner phone? Does he have it on his burner? Because that's important, too, when you have a burner phone. Just put it on there as well.
I would have to check his burner phone.
All right. Yeah, check the burner.
Yeah. That gets me when you have hundreds of thousands of views and don't and have 80,000 subscribers. Yeah. I'm like, y'all just subscribe. It doesn't cost no money. Subscribe.
It costs no money. It supports your favorite show. If we're your favorite show, or maybe your second favorite show. Maybe we're your third favorite show. Fourth, fifth, whatever. It takes a couple of seconds to subscribe to the pod.
Nowadays, these cars have 9 or 12 different radio buttons. Well, your radio
that has nothing to do with subscribing to the podcast.
HD 2.
You're talking about the presets?
P1. I learned that when I first got in radio.
I didn't even mention P1. I was talking about presets. But yes, P1s are loyal listeners.
I got Hawks back on this one, what he said earlier.
All right. Well, just subscribe to the podcast so I don't have to get into all the schematics and formatics. You subscribe to the podcast, Dan, on all your phones?
Absolutely.
I bet you're not subscribed, Crowder.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I've been subscribed for years.
I'm not certain I am,
to be sure.
Yeah, I am.
I'm not certain that I am.
When we went to Odyssey and we started pushing the Odyssey app, I went on and subscribed to the shows and everybody's shows. Joe Rose, everybody.
Yeah, by the way, if you don't have the Odyssey app, we'd appreciate it if you download that as well. So you go to the App Store and search Odyssey, AUDACY, and download the app. And then once you download that app, make sure you favorite 560 WQAM as your favorite station and then favorite Hockman and Crowder show as your favorite show if you want.
And you know what I did? You let me know if it's lame. It's probably the first time I've said this on air in my 12 years of doing radio. When we have segments where I'm literally crying and my stomach hurts on the way home, or if I'm going to my son's baseball game or something, I go back on the Odyssey app and I listen to the segment because I'm like, was this segment really as funny as it was?
Was it
live?
As funny as I thought it was? I do that all the time. I posted the video on my Instagram page, I think this morning or yesterday, of me talking about the bison wings at Funky Buddha. And then Crowder, you know, because, you know, bison don't have wings. And then hilarity ensues because how could I be so dumb? But if you want to see the video of that, it's on Radio Mark Hockman. It's on my Instagram because it is because I was crying laughing during that. I must have watched that 15 times this weekend.
I went back. I'm this bad. You put it on your Instagram. I watched it on your Instagram or your Twitter, Instagram, one of the two. And I was like, because I saw the length of it, I was like, was it longer than this? Did we cut anything out? Because I'm dying laughing. So I go to the Odyssey app and I listen to it on the radio side to see, like, did we edit this out or not? Bro, I laugh. To your point, I laugh 4 separate times of the same.
I did. Every time I look at it, I cry laughing. First of all, at how stupid I am to think that they have bison wings.
And I come in because I was late, as usual. And you're like, yeah, Solana. And Solana's sitting there looking confused, like, I don't know. And everybody's doing research. But and I'm thinking,
that's the other thing. Solana says, when I say, do they have bison wings? Solana says, I think they have both. That's as dumb as what I said. I just didn't catch it.
I swear I thought I was in on a bit. Because I come in, I'm like, what? Are Funky Buddha's wings bison wings? Bison wings? They don't have wings.
It's up on my Instagram. But subscribe to our podcast. Someone just texted in. I just subscribed on my abuela's phone. We appreciate that. All right. Got to take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is next.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is milk liquid cow?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.